And this is special edition of Twister Talk. I'm Gary.
I'm Sue.
And I'm Brandon.
And we have an active evening happening across the Midwest. First of all, for those in the Ohio area of a tornado watch, this tornado watch goes until, yes, you guessed it, 1 a.m. for most of central and western Ohio. A tornado watch is going in effect until 9 p.m. tonight for northwest Ohio. That would include Toledo and I believe also includes Findlay. But Sue, you said there's now a very severe situation unfolding in Michigan.
Yeah, Michigan is having a major tornado outbreak, and in fact, a little while ago, they actually experienced their very first tornado emergency. A tornado emergency was declared for Union City, Michigan. I haven't yet heard of any damage from that area. There has been some damage otherwhere, in other places. There was a very large tornado near Kalamazoo. There was another one that hit Portage and has badly damaged a FedEx facility there. There were stories earlier that there were people trapped. That apparently is not true. There are a few people who are injured, but it sounds like most of the employees there are safe. But the facility itself is very badly damaged.
Now, these storms will be moving into western Ohio or just through Michigan for the next few hours?
Right now, and I'm looking at the radar as we speak, and I'm moving it up so I can actually see Michigan. That's funny. These storms actually are tracking a little bit northward.
Okay.
There's a fairly large cell right over Kalamazoo right now. There's a large one that's going to pass probably just north of Ann Arbor. But there are a few smaller ones that are firing up basically just along the Michigan-Ohio line, above the Michigan-Ohio line, and those look like they're going to track probably towards Ann Arbor and Detroit. There also is a very large cell that is right now at the Ohio-Indiana border. Depending on which way it goes, it could affect Toledo.
All right. Yeah, checking the radar right now. I'm checking the radar from Wilmington. Individual supercells are now moving through most of eastern Indiana. Storms that were originally severe thunderstorm warned are now tornado warned. And also, Brandon, the hail cores on some of these storms in Indiana now are very impressive. Lots of white and purple. So I expect a few places have reported 2-inch hail in the last hour and a half. So, again, I'm not sure the specific areas, but looking at these storms, there are a large hail is going to be a problem. If you don't get tornadoes, you could get you could have some issues with hail moving through. And some winds, again, Indianapolis reported a wind gust, not in Indianapolis at the airport, but outside the airport of 71 miles an hour. And that was at about, would have been about 7, actually about 6:30 their time. I'm sorry. It would be 7:30 our time. So those storms moved through Indiana now. Moved away east of Indianapolis and now moving to the Ohio border and state line. And again, right now I see two tornado warnings, the tornado warning in effect for near Muncie, Indiana, and then one just south of Fort Wayne are both tornado warned right now. So that's what we have there. And I'm also now beginning to see storms are kind of developing between Columbus and Maysville, Kentucky, I believe. Yeah, Maysville there. That is well east of Cincinnati. So storms are beginning to develop there. They may not have an impact in Columbus, but they move more to the east, northeast of central Ohio and towards Zanesville and Coshocton later on this evening. So, and a huge rain shield. Brandon, I don't know if you've seen it on the radar, but the rain shield is just, it's enormous.
Oh, the rain shield on this system is massive. I'm looking at some of these storms that are right now. They're just beginning to cross over the border between Indiana and Ohio, and the rain shield is extending as far east as Marion, Ohio. Places like, for example, Findlay and Lima, are getting wet right now. So if you're in those areas, you are certainly experiencing or will shortly be experiencing the advance guard, if you will, the rain shield that's spread out ahead of these storms. And yes, in between basically a triangle defined by Maysville, Frankfort, and Lexington, Kentucky, looking in that area, I am seeing those little cells that you were pointing out, Gary, that are now beginning to fire up down there. They seem to be moving more to an east-northeast direction.
Right.
So they probably won't be They probably won't get into Ohio too much beyond the southernmost counties in the state at this point.
Okay. Sue, I also noticed some heavy rain events, too, happening with some of these storms.
Very heavy rain and some with very large hail. There was a 4-inch hailstone recorded in Union City, Michigan, which 4-inch hail for Michigan is kind of crazy, frankly. I've also seen pictures from Michigan of hail that's 2 and 3 inches. I mean, it's good-sized hail. It really surprises me. As far as the rain goes, it is worth noting that at this time, much of West Virginia and some of Kentucky, I believe, is under a flood watch.
Right, I've noticed that too. And now, again, really quick recap, the tornado watch for Central Ohio is in effect from 6 p.m. to 1 a.m. Storms in Central Ohio, Columbus, and Vicinity probably will not get here until after 8 o'clock, more like in the 9 o'clock hour. These storms are going to pack a punch. There's going to be, could be large hail, could be damaging winds, heavy rains. And yes, we cannot rule out the likelihood of a tornado or the possibility of a more intense storm. Right now, the graphs for tornado risk in Ohio, Central Ohio, is high. The chance of EF2 tornadoes or stronger are moderate. That means basically that the chances for tornadic activity between now and midnight in Central Ohio is not negligible. It's about, I think we're in the 10% zoning here, if I remember right. We're at the 10% probability. So,
I think so, and it's also worth noting that Wilmington says these storms will intensify after dark.
Yeah, they will intensify and get stronger, and that's what we're seeing happen now. New storms are firing up, and these storms are getting more and more severe as they move across. The air over us is very juicy and just waiting for something to feed into, and they're going to get it. Winds are shifting around. We have southerly winds here now, and lost some gusts to the southeast, and they'll be shifting around. And so storms are going to be a real problem. And Brandon, also, you know, besides that and the tornadic threats, the wind and everything else, it's going to be a long night. And just because most people think, well, you know, Gary, usually after the sun sets, storms decrease. This is not the case tonight. These storms, like they were the other night in Oklahoma and last week in Nebraska, just because the sun goes down doesn't mean that the threat is over. In fact, it's going to increase as the night rolls on here.
Yes, it will. This is one of those circumstances where there is enough energy and instability available in the atmosphere that has built up not only over the course of the day, but also just as a result of the air masses at work, mm-hmm. as well as the jet streams here, that the setting of the sun is not going to diminish mm-hmm. that energy sufficiently to reduce any kind of a threat. So these storms are going to continue to fire throughout the evening and into the overnight hours here. So mm-hmm. this is a situation where you want to remain alert. You want to have your smartphone, your weather radio, your TV, computer, any means that you use to acquire verified and vetted weather information. You want to have those charged up, functional, and ready to go. Have your plans in place. If you do have to take shelter for a tornado, remember, it's been said a million times. We will say it again here. Basement or lowest interior room of your home. If you have to use, especially if you have to, say, go into a bathroom on the first floor, bring a heavy blanket or even perhaps a mattress or a heavy quilt to cover yourself with. It is also not a bad idea to have a good pair of sturdy shoes mm-hmm. and perhaps even a helmet, a bicycle helmet,
right.
You know, construction helmet, you know, baseball helmet, sports helmet of some kind, whatever you might have with you. Not only could that protect your head from debris, but once the storm is over, if you have been in the path of a tornado and you do need to exit a house that has been damaged or destroyed, you're going to be walking over debris, and that is not the place for flip-flops.
No, absolutely not. Sue, what else is going on? Any other significant events? We're going to talk about tomorrow in just a moment, because we're going to have a different scenario, but again, severe weather is likely again tomorrow. Anything else we need to be aware of right now, Sue, about what's going on this area?
Not at the moment, no.
All right. Well, then, Sue, what's going on for tomorrow? Because we think, well, this all moves out of here, we'll be okay. But no, it's not. Tomorrow night, could be a repeat in many areas.
Yeah, definitely there's a very large enhanced risk area that runs basically from Dallas all the way up to Cincinnati, which is obviously rather large. Now, right now, the Weather Service is anticipating that this is going to be primarily a wind and hail event, but also with the possibility of tornadoes.
Right.
The most dangerous area for tornadoes presently is being located in Missouri, lower Indiana, lower Illinois, the very tip of Indiana, and parts of Tennessee and Kentucky. Those are all 10% hatched at the moment.
Okay. So basically from Terre Haute south is going to be the problems from Cincinnati southwest. And like we mentioned earlier today, that's 1,000 miles between Dallas and Cincinnati. So it's a big area of thousands and thousands of square miles are going to be under the gun. Tomorrow's problem more likely will be a rain hail event for here. But again, flooding rains are going to be another situation because tomorrow also they're concerned about some training effect. And what we mean by training effect is one storm follows another, and just dumps tremendous amounts of rain. That could be a situation tomorrow evening into Thursday morning that we'll have to keep an eye on because, again, flooding takes more lives than tornadoes does. So that's something to be aware of. And so now the good news is after all this, if you're going to take your mom out on Mother's Day, it'll be 63 with some showers. So you'll be able to go out and enjoy it. You'll be able to go out and enjoy it. And, you know, and we'll see what happens there. But again, also be aware with the winds tonight and tomorrow, there could be rural and even urban power outages. And
yes, there could be.
There can be wires down. In the streets, that does happen during some of these storms. You get these strong winds. So, again, be very careful. You may lose power. And even if you don't, you go outside, be very careful because there may be wires down that you don't see. You do not want to step on them or anything else because they still may be live and they can injure or kill you. So you have to be careful about that. And, again, like Brandon said, if you're walking through debris, you really need to have some protection. It makes sense. You really want to make sure you've got a pair of boots and protection that keeps you safe because it's going to be crazy. And yes, for God's sake, have an umbrella and have a raincoat handy if you need to go out because you're going to need one. You're going to need one. So that's it basically from here for the most part right now, guys. And if as weather deteriorates or anything goes on, we'll please check our Facebook page. We will be updating that continually. Our good friend Raymond will be helping us. And, of course, our buddy Pat. Pat's also going to be out there watching for the storms. He's going to report on what he sees going on out there. So we've got eyes to the sky as well as on the radar here locally. So please, you know, keep it on Facebook or keep it wherever you get your warnings and watches and keep aware of updates because, again, like we keep saying, conditions can change, Sue, in 5 minutes.
Exactly.
Quiet, nothing, and then everything breaks loose. So that's what's going to be happening tonight in some places. And other places, there'll be a gradual increase in precipitation and everything else. So, again, keep your eyes to the sky and stay safe, folks, because it's going to be a rugged night in a lot of parts of Ohio. And even parts that don't get tornadoes could get a large damaging hail or winds that are going to cause issues with power and things like that.
Or even flooding rains.
And flooding rains. So we're getting the whole potpourri of, or potpourri, as some of our friends stated, with weather the next couple of days. So everybody, please take care and stay safe and keep it on our Facebook page. We'll keep updating with what's going on, all right?
All right, sounds good. Everybody keep your, you know, keep the weather radios handy, keep the smartphones handy, your TV, however you get your information. There's nothing wrong with having more than one source.
That's right.
You know, have things ready to go if you do need to take shelter. You know, good sturdy pair of shoes or boots, some type of protective headwear, a heavy blanket or even mattress can help you out.
And a flashlight. Got to have a flashlight.
Flashlight, fresh batteries.
And for Twister Talk, I'm Gary.
I'm Sue.
And I'm Brandon.
Stay safe. We'll talk to you later.